Okay, ready?
I'm ready.
Hey there, Hill.
Hey, Jenny, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just this Sunday that felt like a Monday.
Kind of did to me too.
I
Weird.
mean, I was hanging with some friends today, and everyone, and actually last night at my husband's work party, people mentioned this, how this week was just off. Like
Yeah.
everyone had the wrong day. So I wonder what was going on, like in the cosmos. That we were all fucked up.
Yeah, I was off this week for sure.
I always thought it was a different day.
Yeah.
I was a day ahead, and it made the week very, 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 very long. But anyway, we're glad you're here with us. Welcome to Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts with the Garden Tarts.
We were recording on Sunday, December 10th, and if you're listening, it is on or after December 13th. This is season 5, episode 44. Fun fact,
Yeah.
in this day in Garden Tarts history, we were at a rock show in Cleveland,
Two thousand
2005.
one. Oh, 2005.
It was Vertigo.
Yeah.
And I missed a wedding, that it, a very small wedding that not many people were invited, and I'm still struggling with that decision.
Was
No,
that
I'm
the
not.
show?
It wasn't a
Where
hard decision to make, but I feel a little guilty.
is that the show where we thought we had GA tickets and we didn't find out we didn't until we got to the GA door and they told us we couldn't come in?
Yep, that's the very
I will
show.
still never understand how that happened.
It worked out, but
It
I don't
did.
know how
And
that
we were
was
like, oh,
weird.
guess we're gonna sit up here. And then we got up so high in the arena and we're like, oh, hell no.
Totally unacceptable.
This is not okay.
That was not
Oh.
the first time that had happened.
We did get down to the it's the first time we didn't know that we didn't that we had the
That
wrong
is true,
tickets.
but it
But
was the, not the first time we had had seats that were totally
unacceptable.
unacceptable.
We did make it down to the floor legitimately.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact logistics, but I remember
I do. I
legitimately.
remember the
I mean,
logistics.
I just remember it was Jim, but
Yes.
I don't remember what else happened.
I think we went like, "Whoa!" And he was like, "Here."
Yeah, like, but who did he contact to get what? I don't even know. It worked out. The boys have been in Vegas still. They've had three shows since we last recorded, and it's all the same. And our episode is over.
That's it. Damn them. We need content, and they're just not giving it to us.
Not a single thing.
No, I was telling Jenny before, like, I listened to one show since. Actually, no, I don't think I've listened to any. I listened to the show the night before our last ep,
Yeah.
and it was just boring, so I haven't been listening at all. And I'm
Yeah.
sure that if you're there, it's not boring at all.
Oh,
But
I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they're wonderful. And, I'm counting the seconds until, we go to on our next trip to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But I really hope that they shake things up a little, just enough for us to talk about it. Because there's literally the only thing we have to talk about, actually, which is big, actually. I don't know how we have we well we haven't had an episode, but
Yeah.
Shane McGowan from the Pogues passed away,
Oh yeah.
and Bono did a very nice tribute to him, Rainy Day in Soho.
Yeah.
So that was a very nice, beautiful tribute, and but that's all that they've done to shake things up. They haven't had any. Songs
Right.
that haven't been played before, or even anything out of the normal.
No. So, yeah, I know you said, I mean, it's different when you listen than, you know, when you're there. I know you said that the first night back after their little break felt a little rusty. Hopefully they're getting in a groove
Yeah.
from that. Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to get back. So, funny little story I wanted to tell you. I was just at a little holiday party with some friends, and a friend of mine was like, I was just talking about you the other night. Like, she was like, you know, like a year or two ago, I was with my friend Jenny. She was going to New York. She was going to go see like this Bono's book thing. And she was like, I want to get this thing for a tattoo. And I was like, good luck with that. And then she like, and another friend was like, oh no, she's serious. And I was like, what? I'm like, what? And then that's not the moral story. Then that spawned another friend being like, oh my gosh, my sister, I think she said it was her sister, was like, she's like, she just went out to the show in like Vegas. I'm like, first of all, are you new to this conversation? Like, have we not clicked, picked up on me yet? But, and she's like, she said it was the most amazing thing she's ever seen. She is such a huge U2 nut, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, what's her name? And she told me it's Leah something. She lives in the DC area. So, Leah. I'm going to have to ask her again her last name. It was not familiar to me. Because I was like, maybe I know this girl.
Right.
Leah, if you're in the DC area and you have a sister or some kind of relation named Kara in the Cleveland area, please reach out.
Please just
Would love to
share
say
phone.
hello. But I was like, is she going back? She's like, oh, I'm sure she is. I'm like, well, let me know what dates because we'll probably be on the same plane.
Yeah.
No, he won't be in the same plane because she's coming from DC. But
Yeah.
we'll have to like hook up and tell jokes about you or something. But I thought it was really fun. For the most part, the cat is out of the bag at my work. That
This is what you do.
this is what I do. But I guess not everyone pays attention, which
Yeah.
is fine. Totally fine.
Yeah.
But that made me laugh. Oh, I'm gonna have to ask her what her last name was again and like look her up online. I'm sure we have connection. Like, I'm sure we have people we share. Unless her sister thinks she's a nut and she's just not really as nutty as us.
Right.
They did my one friend that was talking about the tattoo before was oh my God, you friggin' love her. Love her. She was like, how many shows have you seen? And I was just like, I just shook my head no.
Oh.
She's like, you don't want to say? I'm like, I really don't want to say. She's like, it's okay. You know, you can say it. So I told her and she's like, oh yeah, I don't think I've seen even five concerts.
If I actually do tell people how many shows I've been to, most of them do say I've never been to that many concerts.
That's a common one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a common one. But I should have, I was in, I knew I was in a safe space
Yeah.
to say that, to say, is it, for those of you who don't know, it's at 52. I know we've talked about it in the past, but it's been updated by two.
Yes. So you have a big half anniversary coming up.
I have a big half anniversary.
Yeah, so our third Vegas show,
Will be 55.
55, and I'll be 65 at our second Vegas show.
Oh,
So we'll have to celebrate our fives.
yeah. I wonder what Amanda is. Grand Chard Amanda. I wonder if she hits a five in there.
I feel like she just told, I can't remember what it
I
was.
know, but I mean, it's likely with three shows and the numbers zero
Right.
through five, it's likely.
You're gonna hit one of those numbers.
The odds are in our favor that she's going to hit a zero or a five.
Yeah.
Watch it be like, it's not. It's like two, three, and four.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, if not, then we didn't celebrate enough for her zero or five
Right.
last time, so we'll have to do it this
So
time.
we'll definitely, we'll just, it's, you know, yeah, we'll have to make up for it.
Yeah.
Some, you know, news that's kind of U2-ish. I just learned this on U2 Songs that there's a Marianne Faithfull tribute album out, and she had done a cover of John Lennon's Working Class Hero. So Cat Power and Iggy Pop did a version of Working Class Hero for it's not out yet. It's called The Faithfull, a tribute to Marianne Faithfull. But it has a very popular U2 soundbite in it. What do they call it? Sample. Yes. Very prominent U2 sample. So prominent that the U2 Songs article doesn't even tell you what it is.
It's very prominent.
It is a With or Without You loop. This song is very weird.
Very, very, very weird.
And very, like, very, very weird.
Honestly, the song, the John Lennon song, is just kind of angry and jarring by itself.
Yeah.
And then Iggy Pop is just scarier sounding than ever.
Yeah, like, I only got into like a minute of the song because I was like, this is going to, I think it was you. You're like, this is going to give me nightmares.
It really, I didn't even get a minute in. And I'm just like, this is scary. I can't listen to this. It's a great song.
Yeah.
It's just a really weird version.
Yeah.
So I have a little interesting thing. My brother Will posted on Facebook. Did you see his post from, it was just like an hour ago.
Oh, no, I didn't.
So he just took a family trip to Aruba. And he posted on Facebook, spent several hours on airplanes this past week, and the garden tarts kept me entertained. I learned a lot, like that my sister Hillary Frank knows a lot about Formula One racing. Who knew?
I'm looking at it now. Oh, I'm glad we kept him company.
And so a fun fact that I shared with him. But
I'm seeing that.
Okay. So the winners of the... Well, the winners of a lot of races recently are Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc. And anyway, my nephews are named Charlie and Max. So
that is crazy.
Max and Charles are the winners of a lot of recent races and my nephews.
I love that.
That's also who... So who, Bono said... that Bram was Max and Adam was Charles. But they don't, when they do the announcements for the race, when they say, you know, what drivers are, is it's, I say Charles Leclerc, it's Charles Leclerc. Charles Leclerc.
Charles Leclerc.
Yeah.
Spelled the same way, pronounced differently.
Yes. But I get it. I say it wrong every time. And then I'm like, I'm not correcting myself. Like, that's how I see it. I'm sorry.
This is my accent. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of accents, I'm listening to the book Lessons in Chemistry. It's so good. And I can only assume the person reading it has an American accent. But I'm wondering if the author... is British or something, or United Kingdom, Ireland, something like that. Because every time the word bin is in it, she says bean. And there was something else that she said that was like a UK pronunciation. I forget what it was. I don't know, but it's cracking me up.
Yeah.
She says bean every time. I had to look up the author and see where she's from. Because otherwise, or maybe the, I don't know. I got to do a little research to see.
I would think that the lady with the voiceover lady, maybe she has roots in.
Yeah, maybe that's how she.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there was one word that I wish I remembered what it was right now. It was something simple like, I mean, it wasn't the word color, but something as simple like having a U.
Yeah.
and it, like, it wasn't something that sounded crazy. I was like, wait, what? And then my friend Becky tonight, who's the one that asked about, who was saying about the Bono stuff, like, I didn't expect you to actually get a tattoo from him. Her husband is Irish and like from Ireland, Irish. And she sat down and was, I heard her say, she's like, but blah, 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 how have you been?
The way you just said that and you moved your arms, it was like you were doing a little jig when you said being.
How have you been? But she did it too. Like, she was like exaggerating. Yeah. She knew she was saying something,
yeah,
off color, but I didn't call her out on it.
That's funny.
Be like, Irish or American?
I've been reading a book, which kind of started off thinking I shouldn't read it because it's depressing. It is very depressing, but
yeah,
it's Matthew Perry's autobiography.
Yeah,
and it's it's a lot more lighthearted. I mean, it's very sad. He had a sad life.
Yeah. But just
the ins and outs of friends and fame. And he was just a really, really funny guy. Like, he was talking about a car. His assistant, he was ill at one point and had to go to the hospital. And his assistant drove his car. But apparently, to drive the car, you have to tell the car, like, its voice activated.
Yeah.
So you have to say, I don't know if it's it was a Tesla or what, but you have to say like car start or something like that. And he said, yeah. Well, my assistant figured out that you have to, that the car's voice activated because, you know, I was on Friends. So, I mean, that was just his way of saying, you know, he had a lot of money.
He had a lot of money.
And it just really cracked me up. Like, that little stuff there was lighthearted. It is very sad, especially,
yeah,
you know, he's passed away. But I usually do every year for, I can't even tell you, more, probably 11 years or something. Every year I start a Friends rewatch on January 1st. And this year I started it early because of Matthew Perry, because I just needed him to make me laugh, I guess.
Yeah.
And which worked. And but I kind of think I might, after I read this book, I mean, I'll be finished in a couple of days. After I read this book, I kind of feel like I might not change tradition and on January 1st start back over, because to me, I never get tired, ever get tired of watching Friends. Like, it's my one show that, If I'm in a happy place, that's where I go. If I'm in a sad place, that's where I go.
What is it on right now? It's not on.
It's on HBO.
HBO, okay.
Max. It's on Max.
It's on Max.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never rewatched it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I just don't rewatch things.
I do, because I don't. A lot of times I feel like I don't have like the bandwidth for something new.
Right.
So I try to find. I'd really like to find things I haven't rewatched in a long time, but because I've had this bandwidth crisis.
Good way to put it.
A bandwidth crisis. I keep having to rewatch things that I've seen before, and which I love. I enjoy it, but I'd like to rewatch something that I haven't recently rewatched.
Right.
I feel like I'm having a hard time with that.
When was it? You know what? Last Christmas, the kids got like some new IKEA furniture for their bedrooms. They kind of got new bedrooms. And little known fact about me, I fucking love putting furniture together. I love it. But this was a lot. And then we got like the same bed for the guest room. So it was like three of the same bed, two of the same dress. It was like, holy fuck, if I have to do one more of these, I really felt tortured by the end of it. But I put Schitt's Creek on, which, and so that's what I've been doing now. And it's been, and it's just like, I'm maybe like half a season in, but it, like, if I'm doing a task,
yeah,
that needs something that I don't really want to pay attention to, I've been doing that with Schitt's Creek. Well, but I haven't got that far.
You should read or listen to Matthew Perry's book and then rewatch Friends.
Okay.
I
will at some point. I just downloaded Liz Cheney's book.
Interesting.
Which I'm intrigued about. As much as I don't agree on her with her for many, many things, I do agree with her about Donald Trump. Yeah. And she has a lot to say about that. And the press I've heard about it makes it sound like it's things I'd like to listen to.
Yeah.
I'll add that to my list of things.
I feel like I'm out of touch with pretty much fake news. Because I get a good bit of my news from Stephen Colbert. Did I mention this? What's been going on with him?
What's going on now? What's going
on? He has his appendix ruptured. So
wait,
I think I told
did.
You and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on top of the writer's strike where he was, you know, out for months and months, and then he came back for a little while and then got COVID. Then he came back for a little while, went on his like very delayed 30th wedding anniversary.
Right.
Trip. So he took off a week for that. He had taken off a week for COVID. And he comes back after a couple weeks. He ends up being out two more weeks because his appendix ruptured. But that's where I get, like, I should not get my news from Stephen Colbert, but that's where I get a good bit of my news from.
I think it's okay to get.
Nah, it's like MSNBC. It's like you're going to.
Oh,
gonna
that for that reason, yeah.
He's going to say what I want to hear, but I get some news. I mean, he makes fun of plenty of Democrats, too. Just
right.
Mostly.
But most of the good content comes from the other side.
Yeah. But I think Liz Cheney was supposed to be on this week, but he was out for the second week in a row.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of press.
Yeah, also because, you know, there's no new TV out yet because the Screen Actors Guild is just over. So
right.
It's not, there aren't many actors coming on the show to promote movies or television. So most of the people that come on are promoting books or comedy albums. I mean, comedy tours or albums, or it's not a lot. So the people that have written books get a much higher profile these days on
talk
shows because there's not much else to promote.
Right.
That'll change, of course, but I'm pretty sure she was supposed to be on this week, so hopefully she'll be on next week.
Yeah, I would like to. I mean, I do enjoy listening to her when she's talking about things I agree with.
Right.
I don't like listening to her when she. I think this might be a general statement with most people.
Right.
I do not like listening to people who I do not agree with.
No. What else? I feel like I had something else.
I stick to making noises. Stop. Be quiet. Hey, y'all. We're on TikTok. Go check it out. We have 68 followers.
Oh my God.
We are blowing up. So old. Also,
I think I only follow one TikTok account. Just one.
Is it you two?
No.
Is it one of my children?
No, I think it's just Garden Tarts.
Oh, it's just Garden Tarts.
I don't ever use TikTok. I get when you send me a link. I mean, I have an account, but I never use it unless someone sends me a link that I have to go to the account for.
I don't know. Well, this is not my original thought, but I watch TikToks like a grown-up on Instagram.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just another place to see funny things from us. Oh, but I also look at Twitter. We are so close to 2,000 followers. We are 13 followers away.
Oh my gosh, we need people. Come on.
2,000. And there's one guy, let's see what his handle is. His like name on TikTok just says Coach. But he's like, because at like 9,000 followers, I'd be like, come on, let's get us 100 more. And he's like, I will be your 2,000th. And like 20 followers ago, he's like, getting closer. Like he's keeping tabs on it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, here he is. Coach. What's his? Oh, Coach Rocks. That's just the name. That's just his handle. So we'll get there. If you do not follow us on TikTok, go to the_GardenTarts. Do it.
Please, and thank you.
Gosh.
Something. Oh, I went to a really cool event yesterday at my local distillery. They had a nog off. It was like an eggnog. You get like 4 different samples of eggnog and you vote for the one you like most. And each one of the, like, each a bartender comes up with, an anonymous bartender comes up with a recipe, 4 different recipes. And then each one of the bartenders pick a charity. And so they make a donation to the one who gets the most votes. Huh. It's really cool. They had, so they had 4 different ones. One was like mint. Oh my God, it was so good. One was like supposed to be like a cappuccino. It looked like a cappuccino. One was, it was called Corny Flakes, I think. It was a vegan one.
Huh.
And then the last one was like a chocolatey eggnog. And I actually like the vegan one the best.
Interesting.
Everyone seemed very surprised that that was my choice. But it was just light and refreshing. And I so enjoyed it. I would order that like every day. I loved it. And they all had bourbon in them, obviously. But it was a really cool, it's just a really cool event to go to. I've gone every year, I think, that they've had it.
I would like
to
do
that. You get a little ballot and you check off which one.
We went there once and they had there, you could vote for drinks.
Yeah. I don't remember what event that was because it was in March.
Yeah. It was just like each bartender just came up with a cocktail. I forget what the theme was.
I'm not sure what it was either. I feel like I had done that like the week before you were there. So I didn't do that when you were there.
Yeah.
But I know when they do that, generally whoever wins, their charity gets.
That's a really cool idea. I like that.
But each one of them were like in a different kind of glass. So it was just fancy and fun. And I think I might actually go back this week. I don't think I would do the eggnog again, just because I'm not even that big of a fan of eggnog.
Right.
But they have all brand new drinks for the season anyway. But I love that place. I
really want to go back there.
Yeah. It's just so much fun. And it's just kind of like, it's somehow laid back and classy. Like it, you.
Yeah. And I get that.
Is that a fair description?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good way to describe it.
Yeah. I love that place. They have a, like a speakeasy in there now, and you can do like custom drink menus if you rent out the space. So like, I don't know how much it is, but cool. I feel like the price that you pay for like being there for like an hour, whatever a group of people drink in that amount of time, it's probably the same to rent.
Right.
The little speakeasy place. Yeah. You can bring your own records and.
That's fun.
Yeah. So I think next time you and Garten Tart Amanda visit, maybe we'll do the speakeasy.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I would like that.
Yeah. But there's also something fun about going to that place and sitting at the bar. It's like you never know what personalities are going to be. It's a huge bar.
Right.
So I kind of like that too. It's one of my favorite places for sure. Anyway, okay. Hopefully next week we'll have content.
Right?
Hopefully the boys will give us something to talk about.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Did we talk about the new dates?
No.
I don't think we have. But if you're listening to us, you probably know that they added more dates. Four more dates, the end of February and the beginning of March.
Final 4 dates.
Final. It says very clearly says final.
Big capital always, letters.
It's nice to hear and it's sad to hear too, but at least you know.
I'm glad to know. Well, thanks for listening, y'all. We'll be back next week.
Yep. Next week, and then we have our last episode of the year is going to be part two of All That You Can't Leave Behind.
Right.
We'll have a little quick recap. Or we should do that next week. Is do a recap for the year next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll be starting the year fresh.
Season six. Okay. Thanks, everybody.
Okay, y'all. Well, be safe and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
We'll be back next week with more U2ish content.
In the meantime, keep chatting with us on social media at @_GardenTarts.
Sign up for our newsletter at thegardentarts.com and share with your YouTube friends.
You can support us on Patreon, buy me a coffee, and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Kissing Lips and Breaking Hearts, a U2ish podcast with The Garden Tarts, is created, produced, and edited by us, The Garden Tarts.
Intro and outro music by December.
See you next week.